Okay, so the first step is the breath. And this is not a yogic breath. We start with the breath where we breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you breathe in and then breathe out, bring your awareness down into your body. And just notice, where does it feel open and flowing? Where is the energy easy as it moves through your breath? And where might there be constriction? Where might there be places that are out of balance right now? Could be a pain in your knee or part of your back or your solar plexus or your tummy. Just allowing yourself to just be in awareness, nothing to fix. Just allowing yourself to be with what is, but bringing the breath through the mouth and meeting any places that are feeling fear, that are feeling any kind of emotional imbalances or physical imbalances. Just breathing into it, saying hello, saying yes, it's okay. So we're allowing love to meet whatever places that are feeling off and out of balance. Just bringing love through your breath. Breathing in and breathing out, just letting yourself go a little bit deeper into relaxation. And just allowing any energy releases that need to happen. Breathing down into your pelvis now. Bringing your awareness to your coccyx muscle, your root chakra, the tailbone area. And just breathing into this foundation part of both our body, physical body, and our etheric body. In the etheric body, it's the root chakra. When we're going through change, this is the area that starts to feel threatened. It can. Fears of security or the lack thereof. So we want to bring love, awareness, the breath right into this area, meeting it, connecting with it. And just with your intention, just releasing down your legs any and all emotions that are constricting you at this time. Just letting it go down your legs into your feet, sending it down into the core of Mother Earth. She can take everything we have, we need to give her and transmute it. So we can just send all of our stuff that we don't need anymore down into the mother. And just coming back now to the root and just noticing, if you will, what beliefs am I holding right now about change? If there's any change that you're aware of that you need to make in your life, what beliefs are you holding that are no longer serving you? Just let them come up one by one. Breathing into them. And then sending them down, once again, down your legs, through your feet, down into Mother Earth, one by one. Now imagine you're walking down a road, and up ahead you can see either a home or a temple, whatever feels like it's drawing you. But it's your soul is being called to come to this structure. You can see light coming from the windows. Just notice that as you begin to approach getting closer to the door, what you feel in your body. Just know that it's safe here. And then allowing yourself to open that door and waiting for you on the other side of that door in the main room is a spiritual guide. A guide who absolutely is there for you, has your back, unconditionally loves you. And this guide is going to take you to a set of stairs. And you're going to go up 7 steps. It's not a lot of steps, but just 7 steps to a room that's above the main room. And this room also is filled with light, but it's candlelight. And there, somewhere in this room, there is a message for you. And it can come in the form of a scroll, something that's sitting on a meditation altar. It can come in the form of a power animal that's there to meet you. It may be the voice of your guide who's with you, who has a message for you. But this involves simply being given a clue to your next step, just the next step. Just allowing yourself to receive that message. And it may take a moment, or it may come instantly. For those who are not visual, who can't see things that are on, like written on a piece of paper, like a scroll, or who can't see a power animal, kinesthetic people may just have a feeling in your body that represents a symbol. So allow yourself to go into your heart now. For those who have no visual experience, go into your heart and simply ask, show me my next step, just my next step. And now allow yourself to connect with your third eye. Just all you have to do is bring your awareness to the third eye, which is in between the two brows, your eyebrows. Breathing into that spot, and we're going to connect it with the pineal gland in the physical body. And just with your intention, allowing a beautiful radiant light to come in through your crown chakra. Notice what color the light wants to be for you. And it's just going to flip on the switch of the third eye, or cleanse it if it needs cleansing. Good. And then allow your awareness, just with your awareness, to go beyond the pineal gland. And you don't have to know where any of this is, but we're going to go to the midbrain. Just my intention, whenever you hear this recording, will be for you to experience a healing of your amygdala. So in the midbrain, I'm just going to go right into the center of the midbrain. This is where trauma, you know, occurs. We're going to just bring this beautiful, beautiful light. And through your higher self, through your intention, allowing for there to be a healing, whatever healing you need, that will allow you to take this next step. Just breathing into the amygdala, the midbrain. Just allowing your entire brain now to experience a quiet, peaceful, loving energy. Just rewiring. Repatterning. Now coming now back to the heart, placing a hand over your heart and anchoring yourself in this peace that we've established. And after we finish with this call, what I would recommend is just writing on a piece of paper or in your journal just what message you received, even if it was just something very subtle. Just writing it down. And before you go to sleep at night, having as the intention to kind of re-anchor this, as I awaken in the morning, I'm remembering a dream that helps me make this next first step. And just gently allowing yourself to slowly come back to the room, feet planted on the ground, feeling yourself rooted in your body so that you're grounded, opening your eyes. Om.